Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of Inside Eastside, a podcast about the Eastside Church of Christ in Baytown, Texas. I'm one of its preachers, Mark Hines. From time to time, I'm going to take a few minutes of your time, if you'll allow me, and talk to you about the Eastside Church. Now, you might be thinking, if this is number 4, where's numbers 1, 2, and 3? Well, it was a little over 2 years ago, in the summer of 2014, that I, along with my fellow preacher, Zeke Flores, introduced Inside Eastside. I decided to jumpstart it again, but we're going to keep those episodes, even though they're from a couple years ago. A lot's happened since then, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going on here at Eastside. Starting out, though, I think you're going to say, hey, I know this already. I'm going to talk about us. We have a wonderful group of folks who care a lot for each other. We enjoy being together. We rejoice with each other, and sometimes we shed tears with each other and for each other. Going through ups and downs, that's what we do in life, and we grow closer together. And that's certainly true of this church family. I'll tell you something else. Here at Eastside, we have a very promising eldership. It's a young eldership. I don't mean by that the 5 men who make it up are themselves young. They're elders. They're older men. But it's only in the last couple of years that they've come together. And these 5 men have truly banded together. They have taken very seriously the admonition of the apostles to shepherd the flock of God which is among them. I expect great things from this eldership as they guide us and lead us in the direction of the Lord. We have a lot of growing babies among us. In fact, with all the little ones in the audience right now, I'm up in the pulpit. Zeke, I know, shares in this sentiment. It's wonderful to hear all these little ones. We're kind of competing with them a little bit. But I tell you, that is the sound of the future. And that's music to my ears. Well, okay, maybe not music, but it's definitely exciting to see all these little ones. Speaking of babies, we've had spiritual babies. It's exciting to witness someone obey the gospel, see them rise from the watery grave of baptism. But what's perhaps even more important is the continuing growth and development of these babes in Christ. And right now I'm teaching half a dozen on Wednesday nights in the new convert class, and they're doing great. I'm trying to encourage them, but I'll tell you, they're a big encouragement to us, aren't they? Inside Eastside also wants to tell you about upcoming events. For example, let me tell you about a trip that the teenagers are taking to Dallas. Irving, actually. The Westside Church of Christ hosts an annual lectureship for young people. And this is the first year that we're going to be taking a group of our teens. And this involves driving 4 hours there, 4 hours back. We're going to be spending the night Friday and Saturday night. We've got lots of people going with the teenagers, chaperones, and we're working on that. We're very excited about that. Inside Eastside and future podcasts, I hope to address some of your questions. Remember that we've got a suggestion box out in the foyer. You've got a question. Something's on your mind. Please take advantage of that. I don't plan on mentioning anyone's name. I don't want to needlessly embarrass anyone. So please feel free to contribute a question to the box and I'll get to it. I promise. Well, I just wanted to take a few minutes of your time, tell you a little bit about what's going on right now. Have a great rest of your week, and I hope that you'll tune in again to Inside Eastside.